Good afternoon, Kilo Bravo.
W8FU from N8NM.
Yo, yo.
If I could trouble you for a brief radio check, I would be most appreciative, sir.
Okay, check mode enabled. Shoot.
This is a test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, well, you are full quieting into whatever machine you are currently dialed into. The audio is of, dare I say, perfect level. It's probably favors the upper extremes a little bit, but I'm finding no fault with it.
Ah, well, that's what I was looking for. I didn't really expect it to be, but you never know. I'm just going through summarizing the vehicles today. Haven't got to the little green one yet, but I got the Mustang going, and I had a bad ground connection in this thing, got that all resolved, and I'm going to take a break.
Are you putting a radio in the green machine?
No, I'm just, doing all the annual bring them out of hibernation stuff today, since it's not bad out and I'm tired of being stuck in the house.
I understand. Besides, it'd be tough to find a period correct UHF piece for that vehicle.
Yeah, what was around in 1967 in the UHF realm? Motrak, I suppose.
Yeah, you'd probably have to do something along those lines. I'm just not sure what was going on then. I think repeaters in general were a luxury. I think that was the era of Kleggers and things like that.
Roger. Yeah, thinking about it, I don't know if I've ever really worked on UHF stuff that old. I gotta think I must have. I did it for 40 years, but all the old crap I worked on, it seems like it was VHF or low band even. Boy, is this bumpy back here. I'm by where that expo center is where they had the radio show.
Is it the lot that's just all tore up, or are you off the road? Because I know that street that runs back in behind you is a little bumpy.
Yeah, I forget what they call this. It's a street. It might not have a name here because it might be private property, but it was the road that ran along the backside of the mall, front side of like Sam's Club and Lunghammer before all that stuff was gone.
So I'm going to assume that that's the pickup, because if it were, I don't think you have anything in the Mustang, and I know you don't have anything in the Alpine, so, and I'm certain Pam wouldn't want anything in her car. It's got to be the pickup, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to drive, and I was at a light and kind of trying to shift, and I got into third gear instead of first, and it didn't go very well. Didn't go very far either.
Roger. Oh, well, seems like it's working. Which repeater are you on? I'm hearing just a little bit of snap, crackle, pop in the background, but nothing objectionable at all.
My note, actually, 100 milliwatts to the Chimbley antenna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're sounding mighty fine. You're making it just fine because you're not all that far. Oh, man.
No, I said 100 milliwatts, right? I didn't say 100 watts. It's 100 milliwatts, but yeah, it gets me like a mile radius around here almost before it gets really unpleasant to listen to, which isn't too bad because usually if I'm out and about, I'm within a mile of here anyhow. Anyway, just heading down my street, so I will say thank you. And 7-3, I just wanted to check this thing out because I was having problems with the transmit dumping under low, and it was just a crappy ground connection. Seems to be resolved, so appreciate your assistance, and we will catch you later. N8NM.
Alrighty, yeah, like I said, everything sounds great. I wouldn't touch a damn thing. Have fun. W8FU.
Error 202. the ABHDR. This is AFADRC. Copy?